Nine News last night, there was this story regarding a little bit of a contract ramblings with James Tedesco. I don't know whether it's with the Roosters. I think it's more with his previous manager, that being Isaac Moses. But just to give all those Roosters fans out there a little bit of an insight into it, we thought we'd have a chat with Denny Wadler from Nine News, who joins us on the line. G'day, Denny.
Hey, Jensen, thanks for having me on. It was a hard story to try and explain in about 30 seconds. For a lot of people who follow league, they know that there's a big dispute going on between two men, Isaac Moses and Joe Wiebe. They had a management group together, and they're now in court. And there's going to be a lot of details come out about management dealings and players and who they dealt with. And one of those players, one of the players who's sided with, I think it's with Joe Wiebe, is James Tedesco. So he wants to get away from Isaac Moses, and this is what this is all about.
Right, so there's nothing to do with the Roosters paying payments to James Tedesco that hasn't been reported to the NRL, and they've been found out for doing that.
Laurie, there'd be a lot of people hoping that was the case, that the Roosters are going to get done over for their sombrero, whatever people want to call it. But no, the Roosters have been actually very good throughout this whole process. I think they're going to have a chat just out of courtesy to the NRL Integrity Unit today, just to get an update on where things are at. Because I think it's Tedesco who's driven a lot of this via his family. They're not happy with Isaac Moses. It's as simple as that. And they believe that the contracts haven't been done necessarily in the right way, and they're going to try and dispute that. I know Tedesco's family, they contacted a lawyer. I don't know whether they've employed that lawyer or not as yet, but they're obviously looking at a way of getting out of the deal, and probably some of the ways that some of the third-party contracts were done may be a way for him to get out. So don't suddenly expect James Tedesco to be on the open market. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, I was about
there'd
to
be
say
a lot of clubs licking their lips. Oh, yeah, Tedesco.
I was saying a lot of the fans of the Roosters, and then I thought the other 15 clubs, their fans would be pretty happy about a bloke like that coming on the market. But that's not the case. Just repeating that, it's a dispute really between the player and his management group.
And Jerry, people won't like to hear this, but the Roosters have actually done the right thing and handled this very well in house. They haven't. It's not a rort, as much as people would like to think it is. It's definitely not. It's a messy, messy management split, which is going to see a court case coming up, and Tedesco is part of it. And unfortunately, we discovered the story. I know a couple of other media outlets were chasing it as well. Yeah. The NRL are aware there's drama going on between the management groups, and there'll be a spillover effect, and this is what it is.
The only issue with this, Danny, is I can't imagine there being any winners if it goes to court regarding some details of contracts having been, you know, documents being shown in the court arena, which then become in the public arena.
Well, I think that Joe Wiebe side of this argument will be very happy for documents to go to court. I think that's part of the reason. I mean, Wiebe is the football whisperer,
yes,
a coach whisperer type character, who's independently very wealthy from what I've been told. I've never met the man. I only hear stories about him. And I think that he's doing this out of principle to take Moses on, a man who he obviously had a very tight working relationship with for quite some time, but they've had a very, very nasty fallout.
Thanks very much for joining us on the line this morning, Denny, just to explain that to our listeners. We know you've got your ear to the ground. You broke that story last night, and we look forward to seeing what's on the news tonight. Channel 9 News from 6 o'clock, and Denny Wadler, their number one sports reporter. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for having me on, guys.